the worst part about it, this was a brand new radio. I bought it brand new, and it set for almost a year because I couldn't program it, couldn't figure out how to do it, because the doggone instructions aren't clear on this thing, and there was no, I had to figure out where the, you know, my select button is and all that, you know, for the function and that, because there's no function button on this thing. It just says band set, you know, and behind that, this is a double tap radio, and behind that is your all your settings and stuff like that, and I never knew that for the longest time because the instructions weren't clear telling me where everything was at in it, and I still have a little bit of trouble with it. What radio is this? That's my 7900.
Boy, you would definitely think that, you know, for something like 7900 that it would be, you know, easy to understand. I mean, but man, that's not cool at all that you can't figure out how to do it.
I had looked at it, and I had another guy look at the radio, too, and he couldn't figure it out. And that, so when I got that Bofang, I said, well, what do I need to do for a radio? Then I wrote it down, what I needed to do, you know, because you need the frequency, you need the offset, you need the shift and all that. So I wrote it all down, what I needed, you know. And then I went to this radio over here. Once I found out what function, you know, where I could get in to find all that stuff, which button you had to do, and then I didn't realize it was a double tap, and I tapped it, and boom, there they were, you know, so I started, and then I programmed this thing.
If you ever need to get a hold of Yaesu, I've got their number, and then I've got Roger's extension. He's real good. That's what his thing is. Talking you through on stuff, explaining whatever may be. You know, if you ever want the number, let me know.
Yep, I have his extension too, because he worked on my 450D when I had trouble with it.
He's nice. He's very, very helpful. KF8BDT, over to you, sir.
Okay, sounds good. We're just sitting here. And looking outside, so, and we did the shack last night, so I actually got everything almost organized, so finally can actually say I have a radio set up here. I could actually take a picture of it. So now I take my Yaesu out with me when I'm out on the road. And I just say it's just easier to hook it up to a mobile and run around.
They let all kinds of riff-raff on the repeaters, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, look who woke up!
You know, everybody likes to butt in on our conversation. Good morning, sir.
Talk about kicking out the garbage.
They follow us no matter where we go.
I'm going to have to find out who the hierarchy of this repeater is and have a talk with them.
NAWEG, good morning, Wedge.
Good morning, everybody. NAWEG.
We'll be right back. I'm going to let dog out. KEAURV.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Jim and Jeff and I, we was talking before on 28 there, 305, and, you know, I don't know how, but we, you know, I was talking about 2-meter and stuff, and we came here, but before that was talking about, you know, getting, I don't know, whether you'd say get your own personal repeater, you know, and like Jim had mentioned that there's enough of us guys that talk in the morning, we could have our own club.